Welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young, and I also am a spiritual teacher. The purpose of this show is to gather experience and give voice to the untold stories of the divine and how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference and make a difference. I have questions. Have you ever experienced a dream of wonder and warning? I have divine healing. Felt intuition, voice of a higher power, touched by an angel, near-death experience, or had a vision that resulted into a divine intervention. If so, I would love to hear from you from at 1-888-627-6008. I would love to hear from you at 1-888-627-6008. This is a non-judgment environment. This is a healing space. You can tell your stories and could possibly heal yourself and others. There is a higher calling on your life. And this evening topic is the I am that is inside of you, meaning that there is the I am inside of all of us, meaning going back that Moses, I'm not trying to go back too far, but I'm just going back a little bit. That there's always been an I am in all of us. There's always been an I am in all of us. That when Jesus was working with Moses and he had to go back to the people and he would ask God, who can I say that sent me? God would say his name was I am. And from there and through all the generations, I am has been everybody's name. If you think about it, in all different languages, you use I am for everything that relates to you. So it's really the I am inside of you, that the Christ consciousness that's inside you. That when you say I am, you're saying Christ, the Christ consciousness. Now, we all say it in different ways. You might not use the term Christ, but that higher power, that greater power that's within you, that's where the power of connection. And when you say I am, you're really talking in present time. You're not saying I will, I was, you're saying I am. So the same I am that told Moses that his name was I am is the same I am that's inside of you. So that's today's topic is the I am that lives inside of you and me. So we're talking about that today, the I am. And so the reason why we're talking about this, because this is what we say so much in our conversations every day. I am this, I am that. When God meant for us to say it, is that he means for us to say it in our conversation in a positive way, in a good way. And I know we always go back to this, and I know you say, you know, Karen of Divine Intervention is always talking about that mindset, but it always starts with the mindset. It always starts with who you're referring to, because we don't know how powerful we are, and we don't know how powerful our language are. We don't know how powerful our words are. And, you know, God spoke all the existence through words. He said it was God, and then there was the Word. So the Word is us, and the Word is within us. And the powerful Word is I am, and we all speak it. We all say it. We all use it. And so this is what I'm talking about today. It's the I am that's within us and within all of us. So this is what I'm talking about, how we use this, how God wants us to use it, and this is what I was given to say or to talk about today, that God wants us to use it. I am God. When God was saying it, I am God. When we say it, and when he said, he was like, I am Christ. I am truth. When God was saying it, he's saying, I am love. That's the way he wanted us to say it. I'm love. I'm peace. I'm joy. I am you. I am me. I am my brother. I am my sister. I am the light. I am here. I am life itself. I am present. That's when you're present. You're talking in the present tense. You're not talking in no other way, because you can only be present right now, here and now. So when you say I am, you're talking in present tense. So here and now, here I am. So use the word every day, I am. I know people saying, oh, well, I know this, but people use it in different ways. And so when you refer it to yourself, you got to refer it in the present tense, and you got to refer it in a positive tense, meaning more than positive, but who you are, when you say you are and who you say you are. You are the I am. If you're in Christ, then you're saying you're in Christ. So you got to use that verse carefully. You got to use it with authority. You got to use it with peace. And in the way we're writing, in the way we're speaking, you have to use it in a loving way. And that's the way God wants us to have it. So we use it in different ways. And you can use it, I am that I am, but that am that you say that you are is that's what you are. You say what you are, but you're really peaceful. You are a peace of God. You're Christ consciousness. And if you stand it in a different way or you stand it in a wrong way, you're going to get the wrong result, my thing. So there's power in the I am. And whatever follows the I am is going to follow you. It's going to follow your life. It's going to follow your vibration. So you're using it with the mouth, and you're using it with the spirit that's within you, the Christ that's within you, whatever you're saying. It's all within your attitude and what you're saying. So I say it like this. God wants us to use it for good. He wants us to use it for I am prosperous. He wants us to use it for I am focused. I am healthy. I am strong. I am blessed. I am energetic. I am beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, I am handsome. Whatever it is, even though you don't feel that way, start talking that way. Put it in the I am. Put it in Christ when you're speaking this I am. What is the I am talking about in your life? What is the I am in your life and all the I ams inside of you? You say, I'm fresh, I'm beautiful, I'm amazing, I am valuable. And you say all these I am to speak the truth. This is the truth of who you are. But in all our conversations, we use I am so much. You just listen to your conversation and listen to other people's conversation. You'll find out the I am is in used in a way that it take away your power. It take away who you really are. If you're saying you're of God and the I am is living within you, you need to speak it. And I know this because I'm listening to my conversation. So we want to start by today using the I am for the best, for the good, to enlighten ourselves, to be more of who we really are, and speaking as such, and always speaking in the same. So many of us using it in a way that disempowering us. So we're giving it power in the wrong direction. We're saying, I'm not good enough. I mean, we may not be thinking, we may not be saying it, but we're feeling it. I'm not good enough. I'm tired. I'm sluggish. When you go to, you know, talking that way, you become what that I am behind that I am. Whatever follows that I am, that's what you become. That's what I want you to know. Whatever follows the I am is what you become, what becomes you. So if you're saying, I am not good enough, I am not good enough, it's following. You're saying, I'm tired, and you look up to be sluggish. You don't know why. If you're saying, I'm unlucky, I'm broke, I'm stressed, these things may be. They may be. You may even feel that way, even if you have to change the language and say, well, my stomach is feeling that way. But don't use I am. Don't use I am with it. You just say the stomach is feeling a certain kind of way. This stomach feeling a certain kind of way. My stomach feeling a certain. But when you use the I am word, you use them for strength. And the Bible says, if the man say, I am weak, say, I am strong. You always change it to the opposite. So that's what you're saying, what your power is and who you are. If you're in Christ, you love Christ, and if you don't want to use Christ, it's fine. But if you're in the divine or you in God, and you're saying you're God and the creator of God, you know God is not all these things that you're saying I am with. So you're using I am with all these things. I'm old. You know, you get up early in the morning, you look at your wrinkles, and you're like, I'm old, I'm disgusting, I'm fat. Even though you know, got some talent, but you're not supposed to put yourself there. You're not supposed to use I am with it. You know, you need to say, well, I could, you know, go to the gym. I will go to the gym, whatever. But that I am is got to be used for the best, for the greatest, what you are. And when you use it, you have to make sure you use it not in vain and not, then don't use it against you. This I am can be used for you or against you. And God don't let, he let you have free will. And God knows the truth. The divine knows the truth. He knows who we are, but we have to know. We have to believe it, and we have to know it, and we have to embody it, is what I'm saying. We have to embody that I am. I am the divine. I am Christ. I am the child of God. I am favored. You have to use it, be it, become it, and this is your conversation. So you have to watch the I am when it comes to it, because you're the word. You're the speaking word. You're the flesh that God made. And so I'm not trying to get so biblical, but really, we have to use the I am in a way that's such that what you really are is Christ conscious. You're the aspect of the Creator. So you have to use the word I am in truth. You have to use it in truth in who you are. You have to use it to embody who you really are. So if you're sitting up saying you get up in the morning, and all of us do it, get up in the morning, the first thing we do is just criticize ourselves. And I keep getting on it because we have to be in mindset and in our speech. We have to be in our God mind. And so that's my message. Always, we have to be in the God mind where we can hear God, and we're in the situation where we're can hear the message, where we can embody the message and send the message to ourselves so we can bring it out to the world and become a messenger of God. So we have to be in the I am, but the right I am. The wrong I am can send you, you know, in a different direction, a direction that you don't want to go in. So, you know, you get up and you look in the morning and you look in the mirror. You know, you're older. Of course, you're not as young as you used to. And some of us do it when we're young. If we feel like we're, it doesn't matter. But I'm just using old as a, you know, example. And so we say, I look at these wrinkles. First thing you say, I'm looking at these wrinkles. I'm looking at myself. I'm looking at my fatness. I'm looking at this. But you're not looking at the I am that's within you. You're not saying it. You're supposed to change them around. Like, you know, listen, I got a little whatever, wrinkles or something, but I'm beautiful. I'm still beautiful. God still made me. I'm a masterpiece. God made me a masterpiece. I'm looking in the mirror. This is who I am. I'll never get another body. This is all I got. And so I'm going to say the best thing that I could possibly say. And I don't care what it looked like. I'm still beautiful. I'm still handsome. If you don't feel that way, well, you know, I feel all right. God got, I'm God masterpiece, but that's still like, if you want to feel better saying that. God made me as his masterpiece. So how does God feel about me? So you have to really put those I ams in place where they benefit you, because you don't know just how powerful and strong I am and how powerful and strong divine being that you are. And your world is powerful. But you have to put them in the context, and you just don't know that whatever you say that you are, what you're going to reflect back to you. And the negative stuff reflects back really fast. I'll just say that. The positive stuff too, but, you know, you do work on it, but the negativity, it slaps you right back in the face. You're saying, I'm ugly, you're going to feel it. And ugly is coming for you. And it has no business being with I am. It don't go. It don't belong. I am unhappy. And you dwell on it. Now, these things you could be for a minute, but you have to turn it around and say, no. If you can't say I'm happy at that moment, you just say I'm going to be all right if it doesn't feel true to you. But you just don't go into I'm unhappy. You call five people and tell them you're unhappy. You get into that unhappy. Unhappy is looking for you. Unhappy is right there. It's not around the corner. It's right here. It's at home. You say, you calling my name? Okay. Well, I'm giving you all. That's how the universe should do. It reflects everything that you're saying, because you don't know how powerful you are. You don't know your words come back. They come back at you just in a second. Right there it's gone. Well, you got some more unhappy situations. There's going to be some more. You perpetuate it. You say, I'm unattractive. I'm unattractive. I'm unattractive. You put me in your spirit. You're saying, I am with it. You're engaging in it. Unattractive is finding you, baby. You're going to find unattractive everywhere. You're going to find unattractive people, unattractive situations. You're going to feel unattractive, even though there's people that even they're not unattractive, but they're saying they're unattractive. And so, therefore, they're forming that unattractiveness, and everything around them is unattractive. Unattractive will find you if you use an I am with it. Whatever you use I am with, it's going to follow you. So you got to be careful what you use an I am with. You say, I'll never accomplish nothing. I'll never be nothing. You think that you're doing this because of Penny and it feels so good. He decides saying it because you done said it so long. But you don't know all of this. I'll never accomplish nothing. It's going to reveal itself to you because its words are powerful. And you're saying, I am. And you're perpetuating. So it has to come back. And if you do it with feeling, it comes back even faster. If you do it with feeling, it's really not just standing and passing or whatever. And, you know, you're there for a little while. We all get there. And I'm not saying don't feel your feelings, but don't stay on it. Don't dwell it. Don't let it be your whole, conversation, your whole being. This is the way you talk all the time. Let this be your dominant thought. Let this be the way you feel all the time. You know, I mean, we all have our days and we feel in it. Change it around. Who said you can't change? You can't have a different perspective on life. But you have to change it with the I am. I know that's the strongest word. You change it with all the other words that go with it, but you just listen to your conversation. You just listen to everybody's conversation around you, while you're talking, your family, around the table, and you listening to it. And a lot of people got I am that's good, and their life changing it for the better. They're saying, I'm prosperous, I'm healthy, I'm going to the gym, I'm strong, I'm blessed. They keep singing those songs to them. And I doubt these people have terrible lives. I mean, they have lives, but if they're saying I am, they're having a different experience from somebody that's saying something else. Believe me, they're having a very different experience. The people who saying I am unhappy, I am not good enough, I don't matter, I'm a loser, they're having loser experiences. You cannot win saying I am with this. You have got to get in a frame of mind that you are always knowing what you're saying, how you're saying it, and is it with feeling and change it. You have ability, and that's what's good about it. We have choice. This is about choice. God is not making you stand. He just knows who you are. But we have been trapped and programmed down here, like I said, with all these things, and people have told us different things, and we have told ourselves different things about ourselves. Don't mean it's true. But if you believe it's true and you're saying it and you're saying it with power and feeling and you're using the I am, then, of course, it's getting down to that. And so I'm here to say, you know, you have a choice to change it at that moment. You know, you just have to be diligent. Nobody can do this for you guys. Nobody can get inside your head. This is positive mindset, but it's more than positive. This is who you are. You're saying who you are. In Christ or Jesus or whatever way you stand it, or use the universe or whatever, you in Christ and you believe that and you know that God is the greatest and he wouldn't make anything less than that. So you using the I am that he used, and it's in all generations, and everybody uses I am in different languages. And he said his name is I am through generations, and it won't change. And you got to use it not against yourself. You got to use it for yourself. And so you have to be in, you have to be your own detective in yourself and learn your conversation of what do I say all the time? What am I saying to myself? I mean, you have to really, listen to your conversations and listen to others. And you said, whatever I'm saying that after I said I am, do I want that in my life? Do I want that to come and reflect in my life? You know, I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to be the person, the dancer that I said I'm going to be. They're better than me. I'm this, I'm that. You know, and if you're talking in this way, you finish before you start, because you started saying I am, and then you started saying whatever you said I am behind that, that's going to be your dominant thought, and guess what? That's going to be in your reality, because we make our own reality. Yes. Yeah, and as we make our own reality with thoughts, words, and feelings, and actions, we can change them just as fast as we make them. We just got to be aware. But this is about awareness. This is about awareness within you. This is about knowing the I am and the Christ consciousness in you, learning your vibration, learning God, the Christ consciousness that's already in you, that he knows or it knows who you are. And so since you know who you are, or you learning who you are, or whatever, you're in study of who you are, you know that the I am that made you, the Christ consciousness, that word, that Christ consciousness, that God that made us, know that once we say I am, whatever it is, now it's not biased, because you have a choice. You can say I'm a loser, and, you know, the power of that making, because we're powerful, it comes to pass. You stand it. You're the person that's saying it. It's not God saying it. It's you're the person that's predicting your future. You're saying these things about you. I'm unfocused. I'm unlucky. I'm broke. I'm broker than this. I'm broker than that. I never have money. I'm unlucky. I never win. I'm not a winner. You know, these people, these other people are winners. I'm not. I'm ugly. I'm fat. I'm this. So you're saying it. It's not God saying it. So when it reflects you, it's not God doing it to you. It's you're doing it to yourself. You create your own reality. It's a fact. You create your own. Who else creates it? Now, we're co-creators in here. We don't create the world, but we do create personal reality. We co-create personal reality. So we have to take certain things we're responsible for. Responsible for what we put in our bodies, responsible for our thoughts. We're responsible for, our actions. Nobody's responsible for it. You can say, well, you know, you can ask God to help you with it. You can ask God for guidance, but you're your own creator in this. So it's up to you. And we always have choice in every moment. We can change it. We can change it in every moment. And this is the good part. This is the great part. This is what God made us. He has us have choice. We can make our own reality. If you want to make your reality out of ugliness or gossipness or people, you know, stabbing you in your back, whatever reality you want, you want to get into that, or whatever way you want to make your reality, just keep saying, I am this, I'm sick, over and over. Eventually, subconscious mind pick up that and the energy of that, and it turns into your reality. I'm sick over and over. It's a mantra. You can be sick one day and say, yeah, I'm sick, but I'm getting well. You change it around each time. It's up to us to change our conversation, change our dialogue with ourselves. I've gotten on this subject before, but it's up to us to change our dialogue with ourselves and change it around to who we really are. And that's what we're getting to, that awareness. When you know who you are and you're in Christ and you stand in that energy, you're going to watch what you're saying in Christ. You're going to watch what your I ams are. You're going to watch your life change with your conversation. It changes over. And you don't have to be religious to do it. Some people just automatically, it's in the positive conversation. They don't have a lot of doubt in it, whatever, but they're in a space where they are saying, I'm going to get the job. I'm going to get the promotion. They're saying all the things they're predicting. They're saying it. And they don't even have to necessarily put God in. I put God in it because I put God in all things, because God is, the divine is in all things, whether you know it or whether you're saying it or not. What I'm saying is, it's people going after their dreams or whatever it is, and they're using the I am and don't know it. They're unconsciously using it, and it's working well for them. And they don't necessarily, you can say I am and say, I'm going to rob that bank. You know, you can say that and do it. I mean, you can say whatever. You can use this word I am any way you want to, and you're going to get the result. That's what I'm saying. You can use it any way you want. But if you want to choose to use it the right way and have awesome results, have your life much smoother, it ain't going to be, it's always going to be challenges, but you're going to be able to deal with the challenges when you put God first in everything. And that's the way I see it. This is my show, and that's the way I feel. It's divine intervention. So you have to have the divine enter in your life. He's in everything. But you have to have that space where that I am to enter in your life and intervene in your life and have a divine intervention there in your life to make the difference. You have to be open for that. You have to be open for that. You have to have the spirit of that. And that's what I'm saying now. You have to have that I am spirit. That's where it all came from. It came from God. The I am that's within, the same one, the I am that he told them, my name is I am. Tell everybody else, I am Moses. Tell them, I am sent you. I am that I am. And whatever you say that is, that's what it is. And so if it can go both ways, it can be the power that bless you, the I am, or the I am that curse you. I mean, it seems to go like this in many directions. It's all in the spirit. It's all in the vibration. It's all in the words, in the vibration. People don't know how words are. So, guys, words are so powerful. You can call it into your being. And a lot of times, you know, things don't happen as you say, I am. It don't work because you don't have the feeling, the emotion with it. You know, it has longer impact, but you want to get in the habit of saying, I am, you know, truth. I am strong. I am happy. I am blessed. All the I ams that bring you joy, all the I ams that bring you the truth of who you are, you want to keep saying those I am. You don't want to start saying the other I ams. The wrong I ams that put you in the wrong direction, the wrong road, and you're going down the wrong road. You want to invite goodness in your life. You want to invite the right things in your life. You want to invite God in your life. You want to get the right people. So you say, I am blessed. So therefore, I have blessed people around me. You speak these things. When you're going on the interview, you say, I'm going to do well on this interview. Even though you don't, you talk that. You speak it. You speak it in existing. Even though it's not there yet, you speak it in existence with saying, I am. Because it's present tense. It's not, you know, in the future. It's saying, I am ready to start this job. I am ready for God to use me. I am ready for whatever it is. It's having faith at the same time when you're saying it. So, guys, I'm telling you, it's faith, too, in the I am. This is Christ consciousness that's within us. This is Christ consciousness that's within us that's always speaking to us. The I am is always speaking to us, but we got to be able to listen. And then when we speak, we have to speak with it. We have to be involved with the Christ consciousness. And we got to speak its language. And that language is faith. You have to call things that are not into being into being. You got to call them into being as if they're there, because they are there. So you have to be in the frame of mind. Listen, I'm in the frame of mind. I'm blessed. I'm prosperous. I'm in favor. I'm confident. I'm kind. You know, you have to be there. You have to be bold with it. You have to say it over and over, just like you're saying all the other stuff that you don't like in your life. You have to be careful in your speech to yourself, your dialogue. And I've had this conversation before on the show, watching your dialogue with yourself, watching yourself talk. This is more of it. It's just in another way, but it's more of the self-talk that I was talking about before. We have to watch what we say to ourselves. And I am is one of those words where, you know, with whatever you're relating to, or like I said, you can't lie about your stomach. It's hurting, but you don't have to say, you know, I am, you know, totally sick. I mean, you can say my stomach is feeling sick. I'm getting better. Whatever way you can say it, I'm getting better, you know. And I know you can say I'm sick, but, you know, just don't stay there. All I'm saying is don't get involved in it so much where it just be your mantra. You know, I'm not saying don't feel the way you really feel it. But what I'm saying is getting into it and staying into it. You know, just let if you're sick, you just say, I'm getting better. That's what you say. I'm getting better and better. When I'm sick, I'm saying I'm getting better and better as I lay here. I'm getting better and better. I'm getting better and better. And always, I'm getting better and better. because sometimes we can't go into well. We got to go to the next word that better, because sometimes we can say, and then sometimes if you feel like you can say I'm well. But I'm just saying, if you say I'm better and better, and it feels right to you, you know, instead of saying I'm well. And some people say I'm well, but I'm just saying, you can say I'm better, I'm getting better and better, you know. Your body responds to that. See, your words, your body, all that spirit. All of it. All of it is just one. We're all one here. Your thoughts, feelings, your emotions, and your body all go through it. And it obeys you. If you're saying, I'm getting sicker and sicker, guess what? Your body's saying, oh, yeah, we getting sicker and sicker. I'm telling you, it goes right with you. You say, I'm getting sicker and sicker. I'm getting sicker and sicker. I don't even know. And then they see you and they say, I got sicker than I was before. I'm getting so I can't even get up. Then you really are speaking this on yourself. And your body going to say, yeah, you are getting sicker and sicker. You know, you tell the body, you say, you know what? God, Christ consciousness is in me. God know me. God know me as well. I know myself as well. So I'm getting better and better. And if you want to say I'm getting well right now, you can say that. Whatever it is in your language to make you get better, you say it. Whatever it is in your language to make the situation better, always use the other. Always use the more positive thing. Because the more you use the other one, the more it gives it more power. That's how it works. It charges. It's more on charge. You got to take the charge off of it. I mean, I'm not saying deny your feelings or anything. Just take the charge off of the negativity with it and the stories that you're surrounding yourself with. That enhances your story, because we got a story for everything that's going on in our lives. You have a situation going on, but you tell a much detailed story about that situation, it's going to enhance the story, and it's going to be more intensified. And you're going to be saying, I am broker than ever. I don't know if I can pay my bill the next. I don't know. You can say, I don't even know how I'm going to pay it, but it's going to be paid. You have to change everything around. I don't know exactly how I'm going to pay it, but it's paid. That's how you got to change everything around in your conversation. You have to be diligent on it. What am I saying? How am I saying? What am I thinking? How am I thinking? Knowing at the same time the Christ consciousness is within all of us. And you have to, you know, connect with that. And God will give us all guidance on what we need to do and how we need to do it. But you got to first have the frame of mind. You have to have that frame of mind. You have to have the awareness that you are God's masterpiece, that he made you through his own image. We're made in God's image. We're supposed to rejoice in that. And the wrong I ams will send you down the wrong road. I mean, if you're going into the I ams, that's going to send you out of faith, out of alignment. You just keep saying all the I ams that's wrong. So you need to know what comes behind the I ams and what's following. I'm ugly. Ugly is looking for you. Beauty is nowhere to be found because you're concentrating on something. I am fat. Well, you probably aren't need to lose whatever, but you never attack yourself. That's not the job. You never attack yourself. You say, well, I'm going to get more and more in shape. I mean, what can I do about myself to get more and more shape? Or you can say, I'm perfect just the way I am. And if you want to improve, improve. But don't sit and talk about yourself with the I am. Don't sit and talk about yourself, period. It's offensive to talk about yourself because God made you. You're not supposed to down yourself or up. So I'm just saying, be aware of the I am that lives inside of you. Be aware of what you're saying to yourself. And it's always in conversation. We're always having a conversation with ourselves. We're always having a conversation with ourselves. All day long, the mind never stops. It never stops thinking. But the I am that's listening to the conversation, we can always change it. You notice that you can listen to your own conversation in your mind? You can listen to it because it's the I am that's inside you listening. It's the observer. We're observing it. So therefore, our conversations and our thoughts are not us. But if you're not aware of it and you let it catch hold of you, it can be made in that vibration, it can be made into reality in your life. And that's what we're all doing all the time. It's just being more conscious, being more aware of who you are, who you really are. And if you don't know, you need to ask God. But being more aware of our conversations and how we handle situations and how we speak to ourselves and how we speak to each other, and being aware of other conversations and other people's conversations, just watching, just take a listen, have a conversation with people. And I'm not saying all of them do it, because this is a lot of results, different results going on. You got people living the good life. So somebody is saying something right. Somebody's doing something right. Somebody's in their convention. And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm just saying being watchful in yours if you want your life to run a little smooth. I'm just saying that this is what God gave me to speak about, is the I Am that lives inside you. I get all my topics from God, and I just deliver what I feel that's coming through. And the awareness that's coming through right now is saying, watch what you say in your I Ams, because all the I Am and what you're saying that trails the I Am is trailing you. It's coming back to you. So you need to watch what you're saying in that respect. And whatever it is that you want to happen, you say that. You speak that in truth. You say it in truth, and you say, you know, I am blessed. This will happen. Great for me. Because you know you're God's possession. You know God. You know God loves you. You're the aspect of the God. You know that God loves you. He created you in his image. You know you're special. You know you have a place with God. And when you know that you love by God and you know it, then you know God will always know that I'm special. I can have what I'm saying I can have. I am what I say that I am. And he's blessing me all the time. Why am I worried? Why am I talking like this to myself and others? So you know you are a blessing to God, and you're a blessing to yourself and to the world. Have your gifts out and shine yourself and be a blessing to others. But most of all, just in your conversations with yourself personally or with others, know that the I Am that lives with you, that lives inside you, you need to have whatever it is that you want on the end of the I Am, something positive, something good, something great, something special, something favorable to you, something that you can live for, you know, and have that guidance in your conversation and in others. So that's what God gave me. But, you know, you just got to say, I'm prosperous, I'm healthy, I'm strong, I'm blessed, I'm energetic. But sometimes we feel like, you know, I'm sluggish, like I said, but you change it to I'm energetic, I'm fresh, I'm amazing, I'm valuable, because most of us, we don't feel, I'm awesome. We don't feel valuable. We don't feel valuable in our job. We have to tell ourselves I'm valuable. And we got to continue to say I'm valuable over and over to ourselves. I'm valuable. I am useful. I'm strong. I'm amazing. And really mean it. I'm amazing. God made me amazing. Just for no reason. I'm amazing. So it's a power in the I Am. Anything follow the I Am, it's got to be amazing. It's got to be what you want if you want to have it reflect back to you. Because whatever you have and reflect back to you, believe me, it's something you're saying. It's something you're feeling. It's something you're not addressing. And sometimes I'm just saying, just challenges, period. And so what? Something came up unexpected. Some event came up that didn't go right. You know, oftentimes things don't go right for us. Don't turn out the way we thought. We met somebody. It didn't turn out right. First thing you say, damn, I'm a loser. You know, I should have did this and that. You just start getting right on yourself. I should have did this right. I should have did that right. Instead of saying, you know what? This didn't turn out the way I didn't want to. The guy or the girl didn't turn out the way, you know, I wanted to. I really liked her or I really liked him. No, don't start coming down on yourself. You just say, this must be, either this is not right for me. If it is, it'll come together in truth. or God has something else better for me. God have a better situation. You always turn into a positive. You know, you always turn it into something positive because we're always challenged. That's why I'm having this conversation. We always challenge to something. Something to agree or another, we're always challenged. So you have to be equipped to what's going on. You just can't turn on yourself and start calling yourself names or, you know, I should have did this. I'm nothing. I should have did that. I'm a loser. Look at this. Look what I did. And we do it automatically because this is automatic talk. We've been doing this for years. And sometimes I listen to my conversation and I say, damn, you know, I wouldn't even talk to my friend the way I talk to myself. I wouldn't talk to a friend the way I talk to myself sometimes. And friend, you know, you would put a friend out, you know, if they talk to you the way you talk to yourself. Come on. We have got to, you know, get our conversation going right. And it's all in our awareness. We have to be aware of it. We're not aware of it. It's just so automatic. And it's programmed from everywhere. Program for myself, kids, whatever, our childhood, or whatever our experiences. We have just got to get in the frame of mind where I am God's possession. I am God's masterpiece. I am special because I'm here. I have a purpose because I'm here. Yeah, I'm just that, you know. I just have that purpose because I'm here. I might not even know my purpose, but I'm just here. And you know it's something special. You're on earth. God sent you here some kind of way. You're here. You're here right now. So there was a purpose. So your I am that's inside you, it's got to be special. It's got to come out, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish or you're trying to achieve. It's got to be. I'm focused. I'm beautiful. I'm bold. I'm ready. Be bold. Whatever it is that you want. I don't know what the end of your I am, but it's got to be something spectacular. Because you're you. It's got to be something beautiful. It's got to be something powerful. You know, whatever it is, it can be small or big. Whatever it is, it can't be something negative or something that's unempowering, that does empower you, that make you feel good on the end of it, or make you sick. You can start saying, I'm wealthy. You ain't got to be wealthy, just I am. I'm wealthy. I'm healthy. I'm happy. Just start saying it. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm happy. Start making up a song about it. You never know. You know, you start getting ideals of what's going on in your mind. You get those ideals. But if you keep an eye, you know, I hate them, I hate this, I hate that, or I, whatever, you get ideals about that too. That's one thing about it. Whatever power you're using, you're going to get ideals about. And then you're going to get ideals about any of it. You're still in choice. You got to be still in choice of, you know, how I'm going to deal with this situation. I'm going to deal with it. You know, have to change your perspective about it. And you always can change. You're always in choice. You're always in the I am choice. You're always in the present. You're not in the past. You're not in the future. You're in the present. And I am is in the present. So you always got rooms or choice in every moment. You say, oh, I don't have no choice. But you have a choice. You might not have a choice in your current situation where you at. You might be saying, okay, I want to leave. I'm in this current situation. And here it is, divine listeners. I'm stuck. So, I mean, that's one of the words. You know, I'm stuck. And if you're saying, you know what, God, I'm stuck. I'm stuck. You're stuck. You're really not stuck, but you're going to have the experience of being stuck. And that's what I'm trying to say. When I say that whatever you say with the I am, you're going to have the experience of it. So for instance, you're saying, I'm stuck. Say you're in a situation you want to get out. It's abusive. And you want to get out of this situation. And you say, I'm stuck. Okay, but you're telling yourself, everything is here in the universe is here in this now. I'm stuck. In reality, you're not stuck. But you're going to have the experience. The words are so powerful. You're saying it and you're saying it with feeling. So you're going to have the experience of I'm stuck now. Until you say and you realize, divine in me, I'm powerful. God made me who I am. I'm Christ conscious. I'm the aspect of the Creator. I am awareness. And I have the awareness within me. I have the Christ consciousness within me. I feel stuck. But am I really stuck? Is there a way for me to get out? And then you turn it around. You say, no, there's always a way. You always have to say, there is a way. I don't know, and you may not know the way. You're still stuck maybe in an abusive relationship you don't know in everyday seeming life, but every time you sing, there's a way. There's a way. I know there's a way I can get out of here in a peaceful, harmonious way. And you got to put that in it, too. In a peaceful, and you don't know how this peaceful and harmonious way, because if you're in a violent situation, you don't want it to go, you're getting out of there, but you're in a, getting out of there in a violent way. So you have to speak these words and how you want it. That's how I go. You say, Lord, I don't know how this is going to turn out. I'm in this abusive situation. This guy has beat me up, or this girl is correct, whoever, whatever way it is. I'm being abused. I need to get out. Yes, this is your current situation. This is your current circumstances. I'm in it. I am in this situation. Yeah, that's true. You are in this situation. It is true. But you have to always say, there's a way out. I have a Father. I have a Christ consciousness. Whatever way you want to say it, I have God that's here with me. You say, there's a way out in a harmonious way, in a way that I can get out in a harmonious way. I know there's a way. And you say it again, and you go to sleep with it. You have to. He can't tell you how to feel. They can't tell you. The situation can't tell you how to feel. But you're saying it in your mind and your spirit. I know there's a harmonious way I can get out. I know there's a harmonious way. I know that God has given me ideals of how to get out here harmoniously. And so in that situation where the track is stuck, you're saying it with power, you're saying it in emotion. You may not believe it as you're saying it, but if you keep on saying it, all of a sudden you don't even know how the situation occurred, how you got out of it. But you got out of it in a harmonious, you got it out in one piece. They don't know how you got out of it. How did she get out of this? I thought I had her. I thought I could beat her for, you know, ever, whatever, abuse her forever. How did she get out? You got out. You spoke it, you felt it, and you believed it, and you have the I am inside you. So you have to speak it. Words are powerful. I am is one of the words is powerful, but you can speak it, pray it, use it for your advantage always. Want it in a harmonious way is the way I do it. So I'm going on. I said, Lord, I don't know how this is going to turn out. This seems like this is going kind of left. How can we put it in a harmonious way? How can we get it where it's, you know, where it's smooth and it's harmonious, the word I'm saying, if it's rough. And that's the way I deal with things. If you're going through court battles or whatever, you pray for your opponent, you pray for yourself, you pray for all. You pray for everybody involved in the situation. That is powerful. That's the I am that's inside you. That is powerful. When you pray for the person that's supposed to be against you in court, whatever that's going on, it could be a custody battle, whatever it is. You pray for them, you pray for yourself and the situation. Often we'll get into a situation where we're fighting with the opposition, we're fighting with everybody, and then you go in prayer, but you still praying that person is suffer. Have you ever experienced that you're praying for the person to suffer? It's still not harmonious. It's not harmonious on both sides. So that's when the I am, you know, you say, I am strong and I am prosperous or whatever the situation is. Lord, I know you can get me out of this situation. So you have to pray for the situation, pray for the person that's opposing you, pray for yourself and everybody involved, and you pray for a harmonious outcome. That's how you do that. And all that comes in with awareness. Awareness who you are, because God loved them, God loved you, and all the situation, he's in all of it. And that's the divine intervention. When you put him involved, that's why I say put God in everything before everything and in everything. That way, when you put God and he intervenes, that's divine intervention right there. And he would intervene in your life and make a difference. But you have to be willing to do it and get out of the chatter of your mind. get out of the chatter of the external. You need to be internal, and you need to be connected. You need to be connected with God and being present to your I Am, the society, being in the guidance of God. And that's the way I do it. I pray for everything involved, and I put the I Am, the Christ consciousness, in everything I do. And I hope that I, you know, explain myself in a way where you all understand that I Am, whatever you say with I Am, it follows you. You know, it follows you, and it becomes a manifestation in your reality. It's a manifestation in your reality. So you watch your language, you watch your conversations, and you just pay attention. It's not like that you can watch all your thoughts, but you just got to be awareness. You got to be your own awareness, because nobody else can do this. Everybody's got their own chatter. Everybody got their own life. Everybody got so much going on with themselves. They can't do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. And believe me, it changes things. Believe me, it results into great results when you do this, when you pay attention. Because we just go on. And our thoughts become just, ordinary. We just think that this is the way to go, and this is the way we always been thinking, and it don't need to be looked at. You know, it's just normal, and it's not. You need to really look at it. You need to look at and hear your own conversations with yourself. It don't have to be out loud. It just can be in your own knowing, in your own awareness, and in your own being. So, we're coming down to it. I love talking to you guys, divine listeners. I love giving you my point of view and my perspective. And we're going down to the fact that my show is next, the next 2 weeks, July the 27th, 2019, at 8 o'clock Central Time, PM. And I can be reached at Divine Intervention, DIV, from dark to light, at gmail.com. And I love talking to you guys. And I hope that you find the I Am and find the end of it something positive. You guys have a good night, and God bless you guys.